The Lord says, my voice is ringing out across this world. And those who hear me are hearing this message. It's the message that I am calling you out of those churches which are not feeding you spiritually. Too many of my churches have become places of spiritual calisthenics. Places that simply encourage to make people feel good. But I say unto you, my truth is a challenge to the flesh. My truth is a challenge to religion. And I am calling my children out of those churches which are not truly feeding them spiritually. However, the majority of my children do not know how to hear me. Some who do know how to hear me are dismissing what I'm saying as not being a directive from me. And some, they don't care. I am calling my children out of those compromising churches, whether they compromise towards sin or refuse to embrace truth to the level at which I want it given. I am calling them out of those churches because I want them in a place where they are going to be fed spiritually and know what it takes to be used by me. Know what it takes to grow and mature spiritually so that I can prepare them for my great spiritual move in these latter days. Do not become weary in the well-doing of pressing in to me. Continue to seek me. Do not let your emotions govern your life. Learn to follow the leading of my Spirit. Too many of my children have been raised in religious environments which train them to use what you call common sense in making their decisions concerning what I want them to do. What you need to be using is spiritual sense, the mind of Christ, and obedience to my Spirit. But too many pastors don't know how to teach this. Do you really believe that my will for my children is for them to be in churches where they cannot be taught how to hear me and how to follow me? But that is what I see throughout the world. To those of you who will hear this, do not let the emotional ties of where you've been attending church dictate where you will continue attending church. You must seek me for direction. I want you fed. I want you spiritually healthy. I want you following me. And I want to use you in demonstrations of my love, my grace, and my power. So hear what I'm saying. Be obedient to me, not to man, but to me. And you will discover a place in me where you have never been. My voice is going forth throughout this world, and I am doing all I can to prepare my church for this latter day great moving of my Spirit. And so I ask you, will you be a part of it? Says the Lord.